Why don't we go talk to a guy who knows a little bit about it? We'll go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline. Let's talk to former Longhorn, former NFL safety, Michael Griffin. You've seen him on LHN throughout the season. He might even have a cupcake for you if you're interested. Michael, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Is at the gym getting a workout. How you doing?
Oh, there you go. And getting a workout. See, that you are an inspiration to so many. You're still getting the workouts in, and you've got the cupcake thing going on. We didn't even think that was possible.
Oh, man, you got to work out, especially this younger generation. You see how big these kids are now, especially when I go watch these high school games and stuff. These college teams, I mean, these players are getting bigger and bigger, so I just got to make sure if they ever want to try me one day, I'm prepared and I'm ready.
I got you. I got you.
See, Mike knows always on his toes. That must be a buoy thing, because that's how I always feel, Mike. You just always got to be on your toes. You never know when somebody's going to try you.
Hey, man, you know, especially I got a son in high school right now. Every day, you know, you walk in the kitchen, you grabbing breakfast or something, he like look at you and you like, hey, whenever you're ready, you just let me know. I got to be prepared for him every day. He just sizes me up every morning.
Oh, my God, that's great. So, Michael, tell me if I'm looking at your record correctly. 03 to 06 at Texas. So would that mean that your record against OU would be 2-2 and you have experienced both close and blowout wins and losses?
I'm gonna go two and one. I didn't play my freshman year, so I'm not gonna count that.
Oh, you know what? That's even better. Let's get rid of that one. Not even there.
Yo, well, you were on the sideline, right?
I was on special teams. I'm gonna go with winning percentage in this game.
Okay, fair enough. I will let you do that. So 2-1. That means you know the feeling of losing it and winning it. So let's start with 04. Tell me about that feeling in 04. 12-0 loss. Defense fought like hell, but just couldn't. The team couldn't get it done. What was that feeling like losing the game?
Oh, man, the feeling was like, did we just really have a freshman that was Adrian Peterson just run all over us, and we're trying to figure out how do we miss out on this recruit? But, I mean, it was a hard-fought game. I mean, they had 4 field goals, but we did everything we could. The offense, we just couldn't get anything going. We couldn't just play complimentary football. We just couldn't get a score. But, again, it was a hard-fought game. But, yeah, the biggest thing is just Adrian Peterson in that game, just what he did and what he was capable of doing. And, I mean, against pretty much a veteran-type defense, he just ran all over us. I think he rushed for 200-and-something-plus yards. No touchdown, but he kept putting his team in field goal range.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mike, how was Coach Brown during this week usually? Because Coach Venables at Oklahoma, he said during his presser, it's kind of like every other game, which we all know it ain't like every other game. What was Coach Brown and how was he like getting y'all ready in preparation for this game?
Well, you know, I think it's a little different now because you got both teams going into this game, I believe, 2-2. OU's coming off two losses. Texas just won one but lost a close one to Tech. Sarkisian, who's now the head coach of Texas, you know, he's played in this game one time. And so you got OU trying to get back on track. You got Texas trying to stay on track. Is it just another game? No, because the fans take it differently. When you're on one side of the half, it's OU. The other side of the half of the field is Texas. But at the end of the day, I mean, both programs got to try to figure things out because in the near future, they'll both be going to the SEC, and they'll still be battling out for years to come. But right now, they got to figure this thing out because right now it's other teams like TCU and Baylor and Oklahoma State and Kansas that are running away with the Big 12 right now.
Yeah, at some point they are going to have an SEC logo on the field in Dallas. That's going to be really, really weird. But that's down the road. We're talking with Michael Griffin, former UT star, of course, NFL safety. You see him on LHN. And, yes, he and Mr. Arakpo have a cupcake or two for you. How is the cupcake thing going real quick before we talk more Texas OU? Everything going all right?
Man, it's going good. We've been blessed. We signed a deal with Roku. We shot a reality TV show that should be airing in the first quarter of 2023, so we're just blessed to just continue to have opportunities here and there that just keep falling at our footsteps. So we just continue to be blessed and just continue just to do what we do because apparently it's working for us and life at the football has been great for us.
Tell me the name of the company. It's out tip of my tongue. I can't come up with it. Sweet something, right?
It's going to be called the Cupcake Guys, but our company is called GG's Cup. It's called GG's Cupcakes.
GG's, that's right. That's right. Thank you, man.
GIGIS, GG's Cupcakes out in BK's the Austin, Texas area, southwest area, kind of by Lake Travis off 620 and 71.
There we go. Okay, cool.
See, you're doing the reality TV thing. It's just a matter of time. You're going to be football-wise and basketball-wise and all that stuff. It's just a matter of time. Look at you. Look at you.
As long as you get the cameo on there, I got you, my brother. You know I know you. You better leave me alone right now. I still got some stories for you now.
Special guest star, Isaiah Collier.
He knows I got stories. He better leave me alone right now.
Oh, I see. You got all the dirt. You have the dirt on our man Zay?
Hey, man, I used to pick on him so much. You know, until he got taller than me, but then he started eating all my cupcakes. So it's all right.
I'm still looking for that cupcake deal too. You fat shamed me last time. I don't mean nothing. The way you used to tear my hair up from them homemade cuts. You can't cut hair. Let the people know that you were a decent safety, but you can't cut hair. That's for damn sure.
I try to give you the same look that your dad had. I thought it was pretty easy, man.
Oh my God!
Just take the blade and go straight back. Just like how you cut your lawn. You go down one way, come back the other way, down one way, up the other way. All right, next time. I've been working at it.
All right. Well, speaking of the safeties and secondary for the Horns, I thought they played their best game this Saturday against West Virginia. I thought Anthony Cook really set the tone with the way he was hitting out there. Jaron Thompson, I know this game must mean a lot for him with that Caleb Williams touchdown, and he was a big part of giving that up last year, so I know he has to avenge that. But how do you think the secondary has played after four games?
You know what I got to say? With Watts, you know, he's been tackling very well. He's been manning the short side of the field. He's been doing a phenomenal job. That was a great pickup from Ohio State. Jaron Thompson, Anthony Cook, I mean, those two guys have been playing some phenomenal football. We know in the past you're used to seeing deep balls going over the secondary's head, but they've been playing some great football. You go down to the nickel position, those guys are playing great. Jameis Winston's playing great. I mean, literally just watching this last game, I mean, they did a lot of great things. I mean, passing off receivers, not letting anything get deep, playing great man coverage. You could just see why JT Daniels had a tough time this last week going against them. And then that just helped the D-line out tremendously, being able to get pressure. You make a team one-dimensional, you lick your chops, especially from the D-line standpoint, to get out to the quarterback. But you need your defensive backs to be able to cover, and that's what they did. They did a phenomenal job. So if you talk about in the long time looking at the secondary, especially at the safety position, they have taken a big step, a big leap, heading in the right direction. And again, I'm happy for Anthony Cook. He's a senior that's played the corner, played the nickel, and now he's back at the safety position. But he's like, he has a real knack for the position, just establishing the middle of the field, coming down, making tackles in the run game, and just doing it all. So they've been playing very well together, and I'm excited to watch them this coming weekend.
Talking with Michael Griffin. By the way, if you're on Twitter, at MikeGriff33, if you want to give him a follow. When I think about that 05 game, the thing that comes to my mind is the Rod Wright play and really closing the door. But you were obviously inside that game. Tell me what comes to your mind when we talk about 45-12 and 05. You guys exercised so many demons that had been going on in that game. Obviously, you went on to a national title. But what do you remember about that day whipping OU like that?
Oh, man, it was just like we were scoring at will. I mean, it just seems like we were just having a lot of fun. I think I had an interception. I remember Jamal Charles, that crazy play with him.
Yep.
Rod Wright's long touchdown. I mean, you with Brian Robinson, sack, cause fumble. I mean, you just talk about that game. It was just – we were just running all cylinders. I mean, it was almost like Paul Thompson could not figure things out at the quarterback position. We just had our way with them, and so – it was a phenomenal game. I mean, it was just the seeing the coming of like, hey, you know what, we can actually do this, and we take care of business. We beat Ohio State, we beat Oklahoma, and then we just had to continue to take care of business and get on to the national championship game.
Yeah, that was massive stuff in 05. So talking with Michael Griffin. Michael, how are you going to be enjoying the game this year? What's your perspective going to be?
I think right now OU had they got injured at quarterback. They got to figure that position out right now. And then they haven't been playing well. You look at the defense this last game, they giving up a lot of big plays. It seems like Max Duggan has been at TCU forever, and we know how good he can be because I believe he beat Texas at least two or three out of the last four times they played against each other or whatnot. No, he's granted an extra year, but I'll be at LHN. We'll be in the studio. We'll be doing the 2-hour pregame show, postgame show, whatnot. But I'm really excited to see, you know, can Texas get 2 in a row and see if they can, you know, get over that hump when it comes to Oklahoma, because it's been a while since they got over that hump with Dicker the Kickers with his kick to win that game with Kyler Murray. But, you know, the last 2 times, it's been kind of ugly.
Yeah.
But hopefully they can get over that hump. Sarkisian gets that first win when it comes to this this Cotton Bowl, this Red River Shootout. And hopefully they can go from there.
Yeah, they. We'll see if they can get it done Saturday morning at 11. That is Michael Griffin, former Texas player, former NFL safety. Check out Gigi's Cupcakes and check him out on LHN pre- and post-game.